Speaking of good news, during Lent, now way back in the days when I was a good Jesuit altar boy down on the Alabama coast, for those of you who know, we're in the middle of Lent, you know, and we're not quite there, but it used to be right in the middle, they gave you one day off to just whoop it up. We're not even close, but we're going to just move it up a little bit tonight. John Lovell, we're going down to New Orleans for a little bit to whoop it up. That's a good town to go whoop it up in. Oh, yeah. This goes out to Alan and his mustache problem. If he had a pencil thin, it wouldn't be so bad. Black and white, happy endings where nobody fights. So if you find yourself in a nostalgic rage, honey, jump right up, show your age. Way over 40.
I wish I had a pencil thin mustache,
the Boston Blackie kind,
two-tone
Ricky Ricardo jacket and an autograph picture of Andy Devine. Remember being buck tooth and skinny, a writing fan letters, the sky's knees, pin your eye.
I wish I had a pencil thin mustache.
I can solve some mysteries too. Then it's bandstand Disneyland, going up fast. You're drinking on a fake ID. Yeah, I'm a rule of the jungle with everyone's marijuana, with only jazz musicians.
Oh, I wish I had a pencil in my sack.
Medical, medical, I can solve some mysteries too. It's that glaucoma protection, yeah.
Pencil in my sack.
Flat top, 35, copping a few. You're rubbing on the living room floor. So, so. Church, somebody stole my hair, but I go to movies and see it all the way that it used to be. God,
I wish I had a pencil thin mustache,
Boston Blackie kind, a two-tone Ricky Ricardo jacket, an autographed picture of Andy Devine. I say I can be anyone I wanted to be, maybe Sway, Meryl Flynn, or the Sheik.
If I only had a pencil thin mustache,
I could do some cruising too. I say,
well, cream, a little dabble to your eye.
Do some cruising too. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Mr. John Lovell from Wellington, Florida, right there. All right. It's warming up here at the North Pole.